Toto? There it is, the mall. Gee, it's a lot bigger than the stores back home. I'll bet they waste a lot of electricity with all those decorations. I sure hope Santa's there.
Who are you?
I'm Dorothy, and I'm trying to find Santa's workshop.
The mall is closed! Now go away!
But we've come so far on the yellow snow road. My shoes got wrecked, and I brought Annie M's gold card with me. It's got a $10,000 limit.
Now, calm down, little girl. You got a gold card? Why didn't you say so? That's a card of a different color. Come on in.
Ho, ho, ho. I am the overweight and wonderful Claus. Who dares disturb my long winter's nap?
If you please, sir. Mr. Claus, I'm Dorothy, and I want...
Silence! The Great Claus knows why you are here. Look, it's been a long day. My lap is tired, and I'm out of film. Besides, I have to feed my reindeer.
Hey, who's that?
Pay no attention to that skinny guy behind the escalator. The one with a pillow tied around his waist. I am the overweight and wonderful...
Claus. Oh, man, am I starving. You got a sandwich on you?
Why, you're not Santa Claus at all.
Well, I'm afraid I am. You see, Mrs. Claus put me on a slim, fast diet. I'm supposed to have a belly that shakes like a bowl full of jelly. Now all I have is shakes. One for breakfast, one for lunch, and a sensible cookie and skim milk for dinner. I hate it.
But Santa, how come you're not making toys up at the North Pole? It's almost Christmas.
Oh, I'm out of the manufacturing business, Dorothy. I'm just a middleman now.
But don't you still deliver the toys?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed overnight delivery. Absolutely, positively, by 2 a.m.
Well, where do you get the presents?
Hang on a second, Dorothy.
Delivery for Mr. Kringle. Sign here, please. Thank you very much.
Just put them over there by the VCRs, okay? Thanks a lot, guys.
Gee, what happened to Santa's workshop?
You know, looking back, we should have seen it coming. Why, I was a king of the North Pole. I wasn't afraid of nobody. I could build anything. But then the kids got into GoBots, Nintendo games and robots. It wasn't quite the same. I could make them dolls and scooters, but I never learned computers, so the shop went down the drain.
We were busy building wagons, till orders started dragging.
It really was a shame.
The Japanese were on a mission.
We were blind to competition.
We was busy making trains.
We thought we made it. Betty took the fall.
They marked her down.
She's at the mall.
Oh, the games are complicated. That joystick's overrated. It really rots your brain.
All the kids would be in heaven
instead of hanging at 7-Eleven
if they only had a train.
I guess Santa's workshop is gone forever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy. I wish there was something I could do to help. But I gotta get busy. It's almost Christmas, and I gotta put batteries in all these Game Boys.
Look, here comes someone who can help.
Oh, how does she do that?
Oh, very easy. Holographic projections. Retos technology.
Oh, can you help?
Santa never needed any help. He's had the power to work out of the North Pole all along.
I do? I mean, I did? I do?
So what should we do? Click our heels together?
Oh no! That only works in the movies! All he has to do is just hook these up.
Why, it's a fax machine.
And a cellular phone with voice messaging. And look, a pager. I'm back in business. Ho, ho, ho!
Can it be true? Will the elves be making toys again?
They will if they move to Mexico. I can save a bundle if I do my manufacturing south of the border. And with these gizmos, I can keep track of who's naughty and who's nice from anywhere.
Jiminy Christmas. Oh, no.